Hi everyone, John here with a first time for everything audio note. Even though it was literally not detectable when we recorded it, there's a sound that appears in the background of this episode that resembles a fan or a running UFO motor of some sort. It vanishes during our utterances but is otherwise present and kind of weird, but I don't think it makes the episode unlistenable, so I'm hitting publish. Please direct any complaints directly to me. Thank you.
Welcome to Idea Factory Giveaway, a guest-guided mapping expedition to the borders of human creativity.
I'm your co-host, John, and this is all my fault.
I am Kelly, and none of this is my fault.
Kelly, welcome back once again to the guest hosting chair.
Thank you. I love this chair.
It's good to have you here. And speaking, actually, of the guest hosting chair, it's actually more of a couch that I'm looking at.
Yeah, no, this is a guest hosting couch now. It is a grown-up couch.
It's incredible.
Like grown-ups have.
I mean, like, where did it come from is my question.
The name of the place is unfortunate. It's called Funky Furniture. Kind of a shame. But they make really nice couches, and, like, everything is custom for, like, their standard base price. So like, it just fits me really well. I like it a lot.
It's a couch that says Kelly.
Mm-hmm. It does.
The fabric is beautiful. Like, really, everything about it is pretty much ideal.
Yeah. For all you listeners out there, it is a mid-century teal blue velvety couch. It's very nice.
It is. It really is.
Pretty sweet.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
It's actually, if you text someone the couch emoji, that's my couch. That's exactly what the couch looks like. If I switch the lamp to the other side of the couch, then I have the couch emoji.
Perfection.
Yeah.
Perfection. Well,
how are you?
We need to talk for a second about the inadequacy of kimchi storage solutions.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I actually broke down and did the thing where I just put I bought off of Craigslist like a $20 mini fridge and I put it in the garage.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because that's the only solution that, I mean, it's weird that there isn't like a better way to store kimchi. I think what happens is that it continues to ferment, so that it's possible that, like, it outgasses, and
it
so
does.
Like you can't.
You can't contain it.
I mean, apparently not. I got a pair of these like gasketed sealed glass guys, and they did not fucking do the job.
No.
I mean, and this was after I watched a video from like, you know, Cooks Illustrated or whatever. They were like, they did some tests of like, but they didn't test kimchi.
Mm-hmm.
They were testing for like fish odor. Which, I mean, you know.
I mean,
yeah.
Which is a thing, but.
But this is, yeah.
No, my one of my first roommates, like, her parents would bring her giant, like, multi-gallon jars of kimchi, and
mm-hmm.
she'd keep them in the fridge,
mm-hmm.
And all the ice always tasted like kimchi. Like, so, like, it even got into the freezer, and like, I thought for years that I didn't like Korean food. It was deeply wrong.
I mean, that's fair. I'm not sure that I would enjoy kimchi-flavored ice.
It was so awful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe our guest maybe has something to say.
That would turn me off water.
Okay.
Well, I'm just going to make my own way from here.
Everybody, please welcome to the show my excellent friend, Chris.
Hello.
Chris, if you had to describe what you are and what you do to people.
Sure. So I'm a game designer. I make mobile games here in the Bay Area, like every other person. roughly. I've been doing games for about 13 years now.
Awesome.
So yeah, it's pretty fun. And by game design, I mean I actually like make up the stuff on paper. Like, a lot of people think that means art. Cannot draw to save my life. Can barely draw a bath. No, I make up the stuff on paper and make it work there. And then very talented people who went to school for things like math and art turn that into real stuff. And I get to pay rent.
Awesome.
Nice.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
For those of you who are tuning in just for the first time and are wondering what you've signed yourselves up for, here's what is going on. Every time I've had an idea, I've written it down for literally a decade. And now there are hundreds of ideas, some of which might be amazing. They're all in one big spreadsheet, and it's time to give them away right now. Chris is going to tell us what he's found in the pile, and Kelly and I are going to help figure it all out. If you hear one you like, it's yours to run with. I just want credit.
I want a cut.
I want my name on something. Just write my name somewhere on it.
Excellent.
That gives me power over it.
Chris, what was the first thing you found in the pile?
I think the very first thing I found was the Metroid Laser Tag Haunted House.
Holy living fuck.
Yeah.
Why is that not a... I mean, obviously licensing, right?
Well, sure.
But, like, I would bet you that somebody could... Yes.
I'm ignorant. Metroid?
Metroid is...
do you want to do this, or I can...
I'm going to... You know what? This is your field.
Sure. So Metroid is a Nintendo franchise. It started on the NES, the original Nintendo system. It's been on every system since. Pretty much, I'm probably wrong, so someone's going to send me horrible pictures on Twitter now because I'm a fake Game Boy. At any rate, Metroid is the story of a space bounty hunter who wears this power suit and has like a cannon for an arm. And she goes to planets and fights space pirates, which are actually, like, kind of bug creatures.
Yeah, yeah, bugs.
They're apparently space pirates.
Bugs and monsters of all descriptions.
I guess, like, space pirate captains can't be choosy. So,
yeah.
And armies of bugs.
Yeah, as you do.
And so you go through these incredible worlds that are very built out, and it's like, okay, to get over here, to get over to Section B, you have to go to Section A and find the right weapon, and then that opens up Section B. And then something there will open up Section B, which will open up Section C, and so on and so forth. And the Metroid itself is a weird little green thing with claws that, like, eats energy.
Okay.
The bounty hunter's name is Samus.
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah.
I have heard of this.
Fun fact, if you beat the game super quickly, she takes her armor off at the end.
Yes.
That's how people found out she was a girl.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. That's right. There's a rapper who uses that as her rap name.
Yes.
Yes.
Correct.
Weirdly, I know that.
10 points to
throw. But I don't know where it comes from.
But yeah, so what I'm picturing here is basically like a multi-level haunted house that is set up, you know, like with like people in like fluorescent costumes, yeah. And you're given a, like laser tag weaponry, and you just like you run through it, and you get to like you know. People jump out at you or whatever, but also you get to blast them with your laser gun. And you know, by the end of it, it is you figure out, you know, like what your score was or whatnot. And
I was imagining part that, mm-hmm. but with like light escape room elements.
Ooh!
So like there would be some of that because like the whole thing with like Metroidvania is that like you need this thing to open this thing.
It's true. Yes.
This thing. So like I was wondering like how would you incorporate that? Like,
I think you would probably have to just do different colored key cards because not like because you can't, there's really no way to implement in real life an ice beam or a wave beam.
It would, I mean, you could just be like, oh, you got an upgrade for your gun,
oh.
And then it just like it just sends a different signal to the doors that does.
Oh, of course, yes. I like it,
but still with people in giant bug / space pirate costumes.
Yes.
And ideally, because I imagine bug costumes are hard to come by, some of them would just be like Halloween pirate costumes with like pieces of bug costumes taped to them.
Yes. Just
amazing.
Yes.
Pirates of the Caribbean / Bug's Life.
Like a fly, yeah. like big like fly like eye sunglasses, yeah. And just tricorn caps.
Captain Grumblefly, you know, Terror of the Seven Seas.
I love it. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. That's,
so
that's gonna replace the whale in my nightmares.
So that's what I want. Somebody should do it. Yeah, and actually, as we've just described, it doesn't necessarily need to be Metroid. You know what I mean? But it's just
that idea of like, yeah,
it's just space pirates,
like light puzzle solving and shooting things.
Yes.
I mean, yeah. It works for video games, and that does pretty
yeah.
well.
I think the trouble there is just finding a space for it.
Sure. Well, there's that giant place in between the Bay Area and L.A., right? That has, like, a huge, like...
It's closed.
It closed?
It's closed,
yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
It's in my...
I have to find out here in front of the world.
Yeah. It's in my terrible hometown, which ruins everything.
I feel like I've been
yeah.
set up.
No, I have to... I mean, like, because I was... I think the last time this got brought up,
yeah.
I just talked about how great it was, and then I went looking online, and it turns out, so, like, they were building a freeway or some shit that, like, ran, like...
Oh, the high-speed rail. Oh, but it was the high speed rail.
Oh, maybe that was it. Something they were building something, and like the laser tag place was like right in the way.
Steinbeck novel. Like, why are things still being closed to build roads?
I don't know, and I don't know. I feel like I've not yet done this, but I feel like I want to email them because like there was an email.
They have all the gear and stuff.
Exactly. I want to know what they did with the technology. Like. Yeah. Did they sell it? Was it auctioned? Did somebody keep it? Like,
can we just play laser tag like in neighborhoods?
Oh my god!
Is it like in a trailer in Madera somewhere? Because
these are all questions that I think I might do this. I might email them and find out.
So welcome to idea giveaway / John pisses on your dream. I'll be talking in a dead souled monotone.
But your eyes got really awful. It's really creepy.
Staring off into the middle distance.
Yeah.
Oh god.
Yeah.
Well, okay. What is the next idea that you found? Maybe we can go.
We need more dreams to smash.
Move this carnival of horror along. Smash House at Dumps.
At Dumps. Oh, right. Okay. So.
Where the trash goes.
Yes, where the trash goes. So this was a concept that somebody else pioneered, right? Where they you pay a fee and then you're in a room with a bunch of stuff and you can just get to smash it up.
I saw an art exhibit based around this.
Yeah.
It seemed very lazy because it's like we're doing the work for you.
Well, so what I'm thinking is that there should be one of these at every major dump.
Because,
mm-hmm. you know, people are bringing in garbage. You know, they're bringing furniture or whatever, right? And they're just getting rid of it.
Sure.
And whatnot. Like, there's smashable stuff in there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So there should, like, you should just get a shipping container and, like, just put, you know what I mean? And then, like, people will pay a fee and you hand them a baseball bat. And they just go in there and they get to do whatever they feel like. And then they come out and you empty out the shipping container and just, you know. Like, why is this not a feature at every single city dump? I feel like...
Yeah, I'm into it. And I like the idea of like, oh, I'll have this pile of trash and people will come and pay me for random elements of this pile of trash.
Mm.
But like, still, that means a lot of smashable stuff.
Yeah.
And like, if you do really well, maybe you get to like 3-point shot stuff into the big crusher that TV has taught me all dumb stuff.
Yes. I mean, it doesn't seem like it would cost that much. I'm just saying, like, it would
like
be
your upside.
Yeah, honestly, right? Because it's not like the trash. They're not. I mean, it's trash. They're not. Yeah. If anything, people doing the smashing are helping because, like, they're just breaking it down into smaller. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Plus, like, any day you're going to the dump is not necessarily like you're not really having a good day.
Yeah.
So
that's true.
You're already in a mood.
Yeah. Like, I rent this stupid pickup truck and I came to the fucking dump because I had to get rid of my couch.
Yes.
No, the only people who are excited to go to the dump are like 8-year-old boys. Because they're like, there's pirate treasure!
Right.
That's not how pirates or treasure or dumps work.
Yeah.
But, I mean, here's the question is, would there be, I mean, I feel like there would be, you would get business from 8-year-old boys, too.
Oh,
like, they would love to smash.
Yeah.
Especially, like, if, like, the parents have to, like, actually, like, God forbid, do something at the dump. It takes time to be like, okay, look, it's like at IKEA where you have that thing where you dump the kids.
Yes.
Only with violence. Yes. And they get to tire themselves out.
Also true.
Yeah.
I mean, you would have to give everybody, like, what do you think you need in terms of personal protection, right? Like,
tetanus shot.
A face mask, tetanus shot. A Kevlar, just kind of like a light Kevlar apron.
Like we're talking like an umpire gear at best.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, there's the Adventure Playground in Berkeley that's basically just like splintery wood and sharp things.
Yeah.
And it's a really awesome playground, but you have to
Darwin's Graveyard.
Yeah. So you just like sign a waiver when you go in saying like, oh yeah, my kid's totally going to die here. I'm fine with it. So, like, that's what you need. It's just, like, a really ironclad waiver.
I'm on board with that.
And
I think that's great.
Yeah, a waiver and just a plastic face shield.
Yeah, sure. Plastic
face shield. That'll get you pretty far in life in general.
Honestly, yeah, I still use mine.
Yeah.
I've got one hanging next to the diaper-changing station.
Well, that's like you have a baby.
Yeah.
So.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. It is the best use of the face
shield.
You
live in a chemical wasteland.
It is. That is true.
Yeah.
All right, well, perfect. Somebody, please implement this as soon as possible, because I want to do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to do it.
Yeah, that would, also, I feel like that would, you know, make more people go to the dump.
And plus, like, out in the middle of nowhere.
They probably need more traffic,
yeah.
Right?
And in the middle of nowhere, you would have, like, world's biggest smash room. Like,
yes.
Like, fuck a ball of yarn, I want a giant smash room.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I want that.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want that? Yeah, everybody wants that.
That's the most American impulse I've had since 20, 15.
Yeah.
A plastic face shield, a pair of earplugs, you know? I mean, yeah. That's, yeah.
Some, like, basic. Blasting Springsteen, just like, yeah. Oh, feel my bones,
America.
Actually, that would be so. That's also where you could get some price differentiation. Is it's like $10 if you want to use a baseball bat.
Yeah.
But also, we've got a bunch of like smashed up electric guitars.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Like you just want to use this busted up Strat, like just.
Oh, you could have a thing where like you have like old grand pianos that have been hoisted up, and you can just like drop them like a cartoon on stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
A destruct.
Yeah.
Carnival of destruction.
Yes.
Oh my God.
So we're doing this. We're going to, yeah. This is our lives now.
I mean, listeners, you're welcome to try to beat us to it, but it's too late because we've had the idea.
Race is on.
Yeah. Also, I want to go to the Carnival of Destruction. Like, when's that coming to town?
Right. Yeah. Why is that not a thing?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Huh.
That's new business ideas. To look forward to in the next decade.
Yeah.
And I feel like you really know someone after you've seen them in a smash room. Like, you see a part of them.
I think you're right. I think you're right.
Like, a lot comes out.
Do you think that maybe, like, the larger facilities would probably want to have, like a psychological counselor just on standby? Just, like, just to be there. Just kind of, you know, like, after they're done, after, you know, after they've taken off the apron and they've put the bat down, it's like, hey, do you want to just have a coffee?
Yeah. I feel really bad now because my first thought is they would just videotape it and use it like Westworld shit. I'm like, no, we're just going to blackmail all of you because now we've seen the inner you. We all saw what you did to that old fridge there. And you kept screaming, fuck you, Dad, fuck you, Dad, fuck you, Dad.
God,
that's the end of your presidential campaign.
It's there are two different kinds of people. Why not both?
Yeah, don't turn away good money.
Okay, what's next?
Douchebag hunting tigers. That's douchebag hunting with a dash, not douchebags hunting tigers.
Right. Yes.
Tigers
right.
That hunt douchebags.
Yes. I think we're.
Doesn't San Francisco already have those?
That's exactly where I got this idea from. That like those dudes who taunted the tiger.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, when I was a kid.
I shouldn't mock them because they got really killed, but.
So,
I think the statute of limitations.
With the tiger.
Yeah.
Yeah, you literally get the claw.
Yeah.
So, fun childhood story. When I was a kid, I lived in Houston, Texas for a little bit. And Houston has a very nice zoo.
Mm-hmm.
So we were going to the zoo, me and my mom were at the zoo one day, and we were going over to see the tigers. And they're like, yeah, you can't see the tigers today.
Uh-oh.
And my mom kept asking them, and I was obviously like very upset because I love tigers. And my mom was like, why can't we see the tigers? Why can't we see the tigers? And we finally got someone to tell us, apparently a guy that used to work there and gotten fired had come back, like, out of his mind on something.
Oh, no.
And climbed into the pen because he and the tiger were best friends.
Oh, no.
No.
Except no one told the tiger they were best friends.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
So the tiger was like, well, this is new and exciting. And did what tigers do to stupid things.
In front of
like a shitload of people at the Houston Zoo.
Oh, my God.
I didn't actually see anything happen, but it happened within like 100 yards of me.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. I have heard a version of this story, but, didn't know it was Houston. Like, the version I heard was, like, Philly, so...
I'm sure it's happened in multiple places. Like, they gotta put a fucking lid on those cages.
Stop
hiring these people. So, when I saw this idea of tigers that hunt douchebags...
Yes.
The first question that popped into my mind was, like, obviously, like, if you want an animal to hunt something, you have to give it its scent. This is... Again, what television has taught me.
Indeed. Indeed.
So let's just take it as fact. How much Axe body spray can a tiger be exposed to before it is detrimental to the tiger's health, but they're able to track their prey?
I don't know. We would have to commission that study. Like, what is the LD50 of Axe?
We need a mammologist staff.
I feel like in the Bay Area, you'd also have to teach them to hunt like BMWs and Teslas.
Yes, I mean, I still think BMWs are the king of that.
BMWs are definitely the worst.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's amazing how consistent that is.
Anybody that tries to drive like a BMW or a Porsche, especially like in San Francisco itself.
Yeah. Why?
Where it's like, okay, like you're just ripping up the car. It's like you're, like we're all very sorry to hear about your dick. Like, that's a real shame and a huge loss of humanity. But this is not helping anyone.
It's true. Here's the thing, though, which is that I wasn't sure how to implement this idea in terms of, like, do you just station the Tigers throughout the city? Or do you put them on patrol in certain neighborhoods at certain times?
I think I signed up for this one not so much because I know how to implement it, more that I just agree with it.
That's fair. That's fair, yeah.
I'm on board.
We'll leave details of the implementation to those out there who know what to do.
So if any of you are Tiger readers who are bored on a weekend...
we'll tell you how to get in touch at the end of the show.
Come on down to Fide Eye on a Friday night.
Yeah, I work really close to the marina, and now I feel like I need to worry about, like, tigers who didn't get the memo.
Yeah.
They're just like, you look like a dick.
Honestly, like, I've been to a bar in the marina once, and there's nothing wrong with that part of town after dark that tigers didn't fix.
Yeah. Finally.
Yeah, just apply tigers to the problem until the problem goes away. It's like, it's tiger bone. That's what we'll call this service, is Tiger Balm.
Tiger Balm, I love it. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's perfect. Eugene. Alright, what's next?
So glad you guys could be here for my last episode. Challenge kissing.
This was a concept that I came up with. What was just sort of like... Okay.
I like that the inside the actor's studio introduction. This one's like, yes, this was a difficult project.
I think it's two parts. One part is that I think that it's really funny to watch people try to kiss badly.
Sure.
And two, I was hanging out with this girl one time and I had a lollipop in my mouth with the stick sticking out. And I was like, we should... And then it occurred to me, I was like, oh, I've got this lollipop. All right, well, then I'll take the lollipop out, and then we can kiss. And I was like, but what if I had left the lollipop in?
Ah.
Like, is there a way to make that work?
Yeah.
And so that was basically what it was. It's sort of like, you get two people who should theoretically be kissing together, and then you give them obstacles. It's like, yeah. One of them has a lollipop they can't take out, or, you know, like...
One of them has to tie a cherry stem with their tongue, and the other one has to untie it.
Right, or one of them has, like, just an ice cube, just like a big, you know...
There's a mouthful of grapes.
Yeah, and you can't drop any.
Yeah.
You can't drop any. Or the two, like, one of them has a butterscotch disc in their mouth, and the two of you have to pass it back and forth until it's gone. And it's like, well, how long does that take? Like, I don't know.
You have to make out till a jawbreaker is gone. We'll come back for you in 3 days.
Yeah.
I was wondering when I read this, like, is it like a physical challenge that we're describing now, or is it like horse?
Oh.
Where, like, two people kiss a certain way, and then another couple has to kiss the exact same way, or they get a letter.
Oh. Why? ¿Por qué no los dos?
Sure.
I mean, like, yeah, no, those are both great ideas. Shit!
Like, okay, like, all right, you two, that was great and all, but us, we're going in front of the couple getting married right when they kiss.
Oh.
We're just going to jump up and be like, right there. Top down, the fucker's leaving arm. Kissing horse.
Oh.
It's a totally different podcast.
Yeah.
Very different audience. A little bit of overlap.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Challenge kiss. Oh, yes. No, that is excellent.
I mean, there's so many, like, bullshit dating things out there where it's like, oh, go on adventure dates where you might die or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, might look weak and sad in front of your potential mate because that always works out well. Like, ones where it's like, oh, we're going rappelling or just... No.
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 No, don't. How about not that?
Yeah.
I choose the opposite.
Like,
I'm so glad to not be in the dating pool anymore.
I don't, yeah. I,
Anyway. Where were we? Yes. Yeah.
Challenge kissing. I'm on board.
Excellent.
Okay.
I think we have time for one more.
Okay, we can definitely do one more.
But we will have you back on again.
I appreciate that. I would love to come back on. Radiohead Game Jam is the last one we have.
Okay. Okay.
John just lit up like it is goddamn Christmas morning.
Seriously.
And Santa and baby Jesus showed up with presents.
Yeah.
There was a guy who, and this was a long ass time ago, put out an 8-bit version of OK Computer.
Yeah.
And it was beautiful. And then I think he did, subsequently, I think he also did Kid A. And that was also very good. But but his 8-bit his 8-bit version of OK Computer made me think, like, there should, like, these seem like they should be the soundtrack to a game, right? Like, each one of them. And I actually had an idea for each, for each song, like a game that you could make.
Ooh.
Where, like the game version of Let Down would basically be kind of like Mini Metro, where, like, you have to design a, like, there's a meter for ennui that is continually climbing, and your job is to build a city transportation system that keeps the ennui level down to a point where the city can function. Or the game for Subterranean Homesick Alien is it's a shmup sort of, where, like, you're piloting a flying saucer and you're trying to pick up people on the ground while avoiding flying debris but there would be a version for each. Yeah, so, like, for every track on OK Computer had a thing. I think my version of The Tourist was like a cannonball style, like, endless running game.
Ooh, yeah,
with, like, you know, because then, and then, like, the obstacles are people yelling at you to slow down.
I feel like a Kid A, like, any games based on Kid A would just be, like, really sad songs about visitation rights.
I had ideas for those too, that involved, there was cloning and there was, like, I don't know. But anyway, yes. So, you need to look up, those of you listening need to look up the 8-bit OK Computer, because I'm sure it's out there somewhere. And yeah, just envision the games that could be made, and then we'll get some people together. We'll do, like, you know, like a 24-hour jam, and everybody will make them, and it will be great.
I already know mine. I know what I'm going to do. You have to get Tom York to see a Hidden Eye picture.
No! No! Cruelty. What was...
He can take it.
Ooh! My version, the game that I had for exit music for a film was where, like, you you have, like, however long the song lasts, like, you have been shot. And you are trying to basically, like, to battle your way out of your girlfriend's dad's house. Like, it's full of enemies, and you basically have to battle. You have to shoot your way out.
I can see why you're glad not to be dating anyone.
Well, that's the song, right? Is like.
I was just imagining your John Wick single days.
Yeah, no, Mavis's dad shot him like 4 times. Yeah. That was mostly,
I mean, on the plus side, your knee tells you when it's going to rain now.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
But yeah, so many. Yeah, I forget. I forget all of the other ideas that I had. But they were.
But you know, just like fill a fishbowl with Radiohead song titles, and everybody pulls a title out of the bowl.
Yeah.
Like, that's your game. Go make it.
Yeah. You know, like, I've never been to a game jam before. But so I imagine that, like, there's a bunch of designers and there's a bunch of, you know, coders.
Yeah, it's a big mishmash of people. It all depends. Like, I actually get my last job, the company I was at before this one, I actually ran game jams.
Nice.
Where. We would spend, like, the better part of a Friday.
Awesome.
Like, we'd split the company into teams, and everybody would work on stuff, and there'd be themes and challenges. We even had, like, drive-by, like, fuck-with-you problems. because my boss and I, like, my amazing boss at the time, who actually let me do all this stupid shit, we're both from the East Coast, and both have worked in games for a long time, so we're very used to what we called executive drive-bys. So we incorporated those into the game jam, where I would, like, we would just walk by and be like, oh, what's your idea? What are you working on? And they would tell us, like, great, why isn't it blue? Why isn't it about dogs?
Amazing. That's amazing.
And that's what working in games is like.
Oh my god. So maybe we should figure out a way to make this happen at some point.
I think this is a highly organized highly easy to organize event.
Yeah.
I was going for a word that might not actually exist. I'm not going to try to say it anymore. That was bad.
Ain't no thing. Ain't no thing. Awesome. All right. Well, I think it is now time for that part of the show where one of us gives a terrible recommendation or has an idea to share with listeners. Chris, do you have anything?
So, is the terrible recommendation for a real thing, or
any? I mean, like it could be a terrible recommendation for a thing that exists, or a terrible theoretical recommendation, or a secretly excellent recommendation that might seem terrible on the surface.
Okay, because I actually have an idea for a game that I had the other day that I want to see made real.
Mm-hmm.
You know the game Assassin?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Where essentially, like, you're given the name of someone that you have to kill using whatever the rules of the game are.
Yeah.
Someone has your name and they're trying to kill you.
Yes.
And it's the last man standing.
Mm-hmm.
So, here in the Bay Area, I take the ferry to and from work, and it's about, like, a little less than an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So a game of Assassin that is locked within the time of the ferry leaving Oakland and arriving in San Francisco. I want to play that game.
Oh.
I don't want to make it, though, because I'm a tired old man. So someone organize that for me and invite me, and I'll happily play along with you.
That's fucking fantastic. I love it. And somebody definitely should do that.
You can incorporate Assassin and everything. One day I will regale you with the story of playing Water Gun Assassin in the city of New York with 200 people over the course of a month.
Yes.
Wow.
I definitely want to hear that at some point, for sure.
It's a beautiful day.
Well, now it's time for just everybody to know where we are to be found out there on the internet. Thanks to my friend Jen, who is Jennifer Marie on Twitter, who is actually a sometime guest co-host / culinary monster, whose episodes you can find in the archive. My whole deal has actually been super streamlined. Just go to flavor.country for links to all my social presences and stuff I make, which includes Twitter, Instagram, and a newsletter that I send out every time the podcast updates, but also has a bunch of other excellent stuff.
I am on Instagram as Enthusiosity.
Cool. I have very little social media presence anymore, but I have a website at expertologist.net. It has links to all the games I've made if you want to check out any of the dumb stuff people have paid me to make.
If you haven't yet, go ahead and subscribe to this show by searching Idea Factory Giveaway in your podcast app of choice, and let John know if it doesn't pop up. If you're already there, go ahead and leave a 5-star rating or a nice review. It would help us out a lot. If you've already done that, why not tell a friend about us?
Honestly, here's the thing. I would like to pose a challenge. I think we've gotten 10 ratings on iTunes. Can we see that doubled before the next episode comes out? This is just, I'm just saying. Somebody told me that you guys couldn't do it. And I just...
There's been a lot of shit talking.
Yeah,
that was me. I just said y'all were assholes.
Yeah, I just want to prove them wrong. So, you know, I'm just saying. I'm just saying. There's been talk. Exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you. And remember, if you've heard an idea you like, go ahead and do it. I just want credit.
I want a cut.
I want my name on it. Just give me power and control over it in the darkness.